14:30. There's Mr. Bublé and everything at KEZW on this Thursday morning, the 12th. We've got lots of sunshine here in Denver today, which is kind of nice after yesterday. It's still on the chilly side here this morning, 20 degrees in town. We'll get up to about near 40, about 38 for the high today, near 50 tomorrow, and near 60 by the weekend. So warming right up. Want to hop on the line and say good morning to Ed Mosier, who's with us today. How are you?
Very good, Rick. How are you?
And I'm doing great, and thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate a chance to visit with you.
Yes, actually, I was just out in Boulder, Colorado over Christmas visiting a couple of my sisters. And
nice.
Glad to be back on the line.
So before I even talk about the book, I am incredibly impressed, rightfully or you could tell me, rightfully or not, with the folks who write speeches for presidents. I love listening to presidential speeches for their, you know, attempt to motivate and inspire and all of that. And Ed wrote for a time for President George H.W. Bush. And to me, that would be a great job.
It was fun. It was actually through serendipity. I took a bunch of my opinion pieces and I sent it off to the White House back in the early 90s. And to my shock, the deputy chief of staff of the president, Robert Bellick, who later became the head of the World Bank, yeah, he writes back to me and accepts the speech material and tells me to keep sending more.
So you don't have an office like in the White House, right? You write from home or wherever?
Well, I would say that speech writing at that level, where you have a large staff of people,
yeah,
it's kind of like sausage making, Rick. You might have 12 people on staff in the agency or in the executive office, and you might have a string of 12, 15 people around the country who are feeding you material.
Yeah.
And then it all gets pulled together, chopped, pieces taken from here and there, and put into the polished speech that you see on national television.
Nice. So Ed goes from this to writing for The Tonight Show, which, okay. It's like the one of these things is not like the other thing, right?
Well, the actually both experiences came in handy with this book, America from A to Z, Rick, because the publisher, Turner Publishing in Nashville,
yeah,
they were looking for someone who would write not one of these dry, dusty tomes that we've all suffered through in school.
Right.
They wanted a book that was entertaining yet informative. And so someone who had a humor writing background, but yeah, also a serious background in politics and history, seemed to be the right package to craft such a book.
I have said here in the building, and now I get a chance to say it on the air, I really think that this book should be in all the classrooms around, and everybody should have a copy of this. I think you did a fabulous job.
Well, you mentioned the presidential speech writing, and the tack that I took in the book was to try to write each section, each of the 60-odd sections, in kind of a resting short story form. For example, with Lincoln's speeches, his famous inaugural addresses and the Gettysburg speech,
yep,
I start that chapter off by talking about his first inauguration and how perilous it was. He was under threat of assassination as his train wound from the north through Baltimore to Washington. There were fears of riots breaking out in Baltimore when the presidential train rolled by.
Yep.
So in that context, I have him give the first inaugural address. And I try to take that tact with most of the chapters to sort of grab the reader by the lapels and then pull them into the story.
You'd like to be the guy that wrote that line, the mystic chords of memory. I mean, that's just one of the great lines ever written.
Well, that was an easy chapter to write because essentially I took large excerpts from his famous speeches and then gave a little bit of the background about how they came about. Like with the Gettysburg,
yeah,
Address, the Gettysburg Address was so short, it was just a few minutes long, and Lincoln had followed a former senator and vice president, Everett from Massachusetts, president of Harvard, great orator, who spoke for hours,
yes,
in a Lincoln-Douglas fashion,
yeah,
and gave a great speech, and Lincoln thought, oh God, this is some act to follow. And he said, my speech has fallen flat. No one will ever remember it. Of course, the opposite is true. His brevity and poetry really captured the moment.
Absolutely. The book that we're talking about, Ed's book, is A Patriot's A to Z of America, Things Every Good American Should Know. And it's just, it's a fascinating and wonderful history of us and some of the significant things in our history, like Statue of Liberty and things that are well known to people like Norman Bollig, who most of us would not know or couldn't point to if he was sitting next to us. I like that very much about what you've done with this book. For anybody, unless you are just a ridiculous historian, you're going to learn from reading the book.
Yes, the Norman Borlaug has got to be one of my favorite characters, and he really should be a household name in every American household. He was the fellow who, back in the 1940s to the 60s, invented the miracle grains, the miracle rice and wheat, which was applied with agronomists and scientists he trained all over the world in places like India and East Africa, which had suffered terribly from famine for centuries, millions of people dying. But because of him and his scientific breakthroughs, famine is really a thing of the past for most of humanity. He really saves more lives than anyone in human history, Norman Borlaug.
And I had no idea until I was looking through the book, this is going on vacation with me where I got nobody to annoy me and distract me, but I had no idea that Bartholdi's Statue of Liberty was, in his mind, originally intended for Egypt.
That's right. the French had tried to build the Suez Canal. The French had some wonderful engineers in the 19th century, like Gustav Eiffel and his Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
But they failed magnificently in trying to build a canal in what became the Panama Canal, and also in Egypt, the Suez Canal. But a French architect who had planned to build a Statue of Freedom at the opening of the Suez Canal on the Mediterranean, when that canal failed, he filed that idea away, but gave it to a French historian friend of his who wound up pushing for the creation of a giant Statue of Liberty in New York's harbor. So a failed idea brought great fruition down the line.
Absolutely. Now, the book, I'm guessing if folks go to the usual places, Amazon and the others, they can get the book?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the website, AmericaA-Z.com. Yep. They can find it anywhere online, yes.
I think at this time, and you kind of allude to it a little bit in the forward and in some other things, you know, at this time when we've got all this... kind of a little mean streak going through us right now, and things are a little bit, upended here in America. It's not the traditional smooth sailing we all like to think about our country. It's kind of nice to revisit who we are and where we came from and what makes us the great nation that we are. And I think a book like yours helps us do that.
Yeah, it's really, the book is warts and all. I talk about slavery, the bloodshed of the wars the country's been in, but I try for it to be an inspiring book, and especially to talk about the pioneers and the innovators in American history. People like Borlaug or John Mockley, who invented the digital computer back in the 1940s, that we're all, of course, benefiting from today.
Yeah. It's great work. Ed, I think it's wonderful. I appreciate very much your time today. And hey, next time you're out with your sisters, give a call. I'll meet you for a cup of coffee somewhere.
Okay, and let's hope that Mr. Tebow and company do well this weekend.
Oh, amen. From your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Good day now.
All right, talk to you later. It's Ed Moser with us again, a presidential speechwriter for George Herbert Walker Bush, one of the writers for The Tonight Show, for Jay Leno and The Tonight Show, and has written this book called A Patriot's A to Z of America. It's a really, really good book. Your kids would like it. I know you would like it. And it's available, as we were saying. You can find it right now at Barnes & Noble and at the other places where you go to get your books and publications. And I'm telling you, I think you'll really enjoy having it in your library. It's a pretty special stuff. The Breakfast Club here in the studio.